I remember telling myself when I was 20 or even 19, this is what I want to do. It's to do with creativity. I'm not sure exactly what. It could be to do with illustration, words, a mixture of the both or something. Just ideas. I just loved ideas and I wanted to be able to get by in life, to buy myself enough time to make more. And so I'm 48 now, and so I made that decision 28, nearly 30 years ago, and it's taken me 28 years to finally get to a place where, okay, I'm earning what would be a slightly below average income in Australia, which I can't believe that. Was it worth following a dream for 28 years? I don't know. Yes and no. For me, I never felt like it was a choice. A lot of people in life make choices, but I felt like none of my life was ever a choice. I couldn't not do it. And I honestly never knew if I'd ever do it, but I knew that I'd die trying. That's kind of fucking stupid. People do PhDs over 7 years, so I don't know, you can't really measure these things, but 28 years to get to a point where I'm independently publishing my shit outside gatekeepers, and the only gatekeeper is the one in my head, the self-censorship, which I have to fucking battle with every day to make sure I'm still saying real things. It's a small miracle. And I've noticed over years, my ideas got better. Like I was probably funnier in my 20s and even 30s. And then I got a bit more serious and life happens and you take on more experience. You notice the patterns of things. And finally, I started to feel like I had something real to say into my late 30s, early 40s. That's when I'd lived enough patterns of life to recognize the shit that goes down, and I could say stuff with more conviction because you experience shit. It's kind of like the same way you might drive around, and if some car cuts in front of you or does something crazy, you'll profile them, you'll look at them, and you'll store that in your little safety bank of profiles, and you accumulate all these almost like police sketch identity pictures of people and what they do and how they do things. Almost feel like a criminal profiler of the human race, but also a heart profiler as well, that I've noticed the beautiful stuff as well. I noticed a lot of people who go to art school, they end up giving up their art by around the time they're 30 or 35, because then real life stuff happens, families. The choice of trying to get a real job to support the new lifestyle of being a fully blown adult. And it's interesting that it's around this time, 30 to 35, because you kind of start to gain a wisdom that's kind of quite clear into your late 30s, early 40s. And a lot of editors I've noticed have said over time that a lot of writers come into their own in around their early 40s. And that's usually 5 years after most people have given up on that sort of art dream, because of all the interesting and beautiful life things and possibilities that happen in your mid-30s. So it's almost like a massive wall, that 35 to 40, where if you just keep pushing for an extra 5 years, you'll gain this interesting wisdom to be able to come up with this crazy, interesting, weird shit that you did not have just only 5 years before that. And I don't know what it is about your sort of late 30s, early 40s, but that's also the time most people have had kids and they're distracted by that age. And so that doesn't happen. Or if it does, it's just far more difficult. But yeah, 35 to 42 is an interesting life airlock between the responsibilities of being a person and being an adult in the world and making art that will truly resonate.
But yeah, the last 4 weeks,
this new book that I've made, it's sold nearly 550 books in 4 weeks, which I can't believe. Like it's kind of that's another small miracle. And I think I've muddled through nearly 10 books. I've written about 10 different books, and each one I thought was fucking excellent. It was the best thing that I could do. And each time my ideas got probably better. There were some ideas that I had from my early books that I still loved, but this new book is like each one's a, I have to try and push it somehow. I have to experiment somehow. I have to try something different. There are one or two books in those 10 books of poetry / illustrations that I've written where I've gone, oh, I haven't developed. I've really just continued on from the last book. And I'm doing another one of these. But I feel like I've finally arrived at something that resonates. It resonates with me and it resonates with an audience. That's kind of the sweet spot. I love that communication with the universal heart. That's what thrills me about this. But will it keep selling? I don't know. I have no idea. But it's so far it's a book that just won't stop selling, which yeah, that spins me out. After we're going into the fifth week now. I've noticed is a book will jump out of the gate and sell pretty well, and after about 3 to 4 weeks it'll start slowing down. But this one seems to be speeding up. This is the first one of 10 books that I've written over a long period of time. 9 of them self-published, 1 through a traditional publisher, and this one's a self-published one. And yeah, it's weird because some of the older books that I thought that I self-published, I thought, oh, this one will probably resonate a lot more than others, and it hasn't. And you just never know. Each one almost feels like a little self-made raffle ticket that you've made for yourself with the odds slightly more in your favor. You just don't know. I love that about art. You think you can push buttons and pull levers and make things like make something work, but you don't know. Everything's another guess. Here's another stab in the dark. If I had to post-rationalize why I think this book works, I've had some thoughts about it, and one of my thoughts was when 10 years ago I was reading a lot of poetry, I'd walk into a bookstore, pull out a book, I'd flick through the pages, there'd be a lot of long poems in the book, and then there would be a short poem, just one or two short poems. So I'd read those short poems almost like a welcome mat to the longer ones. And so I'd measure the work, is it worth my time reading more, by reading those short poems first. And if they were good, then I'd probably, yeah, graduate to reading, trying out their longer poems. And often the longer poems sucked. And so I thought, so maybe, because this new book, it's basically a lot of short poems. Like 80% of it is some of the shortest, sweetest two or three lined ideas. I tried to say a lot with a little. And there's only a small handful of long poems in this book. And so it's the first time I've written a book of tiny thoughts with an occasional long one. And that's, maybe that's the reason why this book has, in inverted commas, worked. And to make the book, I basically stole a lot of my own old ideas, and like I gutted old poems and found the best line, like the marrow of old poems, and sprinkled it through the book. And so this book is made up of about 40% old lines that I'd written that just wouldn't go away, that's always stuck with me, and about 60% new lines that I'd written over the last couple of years. So to write another one, like, won't be an easy task, because writing tiny lines is the hardest thing to do. It's easy for me to write something that's long and waffle on, and a lot of those things have gone viral. But the short ones, the tiny ones, are the hardest. And so to write another one of these books, will take a lot longer than I think. I can't write something like that in a year. Maybe I can, but I know that it wouldn't be like, it'd be a B plus book. So anyway, back to what I was talking about before, I quit my last proper job nearly 5 years ago, and I've been working as hard as I can on basically making poetry, social media, posting it on social media, and making it the tiniest living out of it. Like I was just able to pay my rent and eat and buy myself time to write more. It's hard to be playful and adventurous when I've got one eye on my bank account and another eye on sunsets and fucking clouds. It's hard to be adventurous. It's hard to be right, like I just don't give a shit when like I'm looking at my bank account all the time and going, holy shit, I've got to fucking get back to a stupid job where I totally let someone leech off my brain to do some dumbass job, and I've got no time to write this shit. So I had to be like a duck and paddle as hard as I can and look like I was gliding smooth on the surface. But yeah, it's been a weird 28 years to basically get to here, and I almost feel like I don't even have time to stop to take in the view of going, hey, you've just fulfilled the 28-year dream. At the moment, I feel like it's getting faster and faster and speeding up, and there's more demands from it all of a sudden. It's like you finish sprinting one marathon, and now it's time to start sprinting in the next, which is fucking weird. It's what I love doing. I should have had on my resume 28 years ago. Doesn't work well with others. It took me a long time to work that out, and I'm so glad I was able to just go alone and do my own thing, muddle through and write my own bullshit, and people actually respond and resonate to it and give up their hard-earned money for my bullshit. So I'm super thankful. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this episode or on Spotify or Apple, that's super helpful.